This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Attorney General William Barr returns to Capitol Hill to testify to lawmakers Wednesday, a day after he declined to discuss any specifics of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. On Tuesday, speaking before a House panel on his department's 2020 budget, Barr testified for the first time since issuing a summary of the special counsel's findings. Barr faced criticism from Democrats who suggested he had acted to shield President Trump from the full weight of the probe's conclusions. The European Union will grant Britain another delay to leave the EU, according to a draft statement by the bloc's national leaders. Anna Brevin reports. British Prime Minister Theresa May is aggressively trying to keep the Brexit plan alive.
May had dashed to Berlin and Paris Tuesday to ask Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron to allow Britain to put off its divorce. But the draft statement left the end date blank, pending a decision by the other 27 national leaders at an EU emergency summit on Wednesday. The UK was originally supposed to leave the EU at the end of last month, but was granted an extension until this Friday. Arguably Britain's weakest leader in a generation, May had feared crashing out of the bloc without a deal at the end of the week. Although she's also said that she fears at this rate, Britain might never leave.
That was Anna Brabin reporting. Heavy rains in Brazil are blamed for killing at least 10 people and leaving a trail of destruction in Rio de Janeiro. Schools were closed, and people are urged to avoid non-essential traffic until further notice. A city official says although the rains weakened Tuesday night, the city remains in crisis mode. As always, for more news, join us here at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared to be in position for a fifth term in power Wednesday as results from a tight parliamentary election showed his Likud party and right-wing allies in the best position to form a coalition government. With 97% of ballots counted, Likud stood even with the centrist Blue and White Party led by former military chief Benny Gantz. Both sides claimed victory in the hours after the voting ended. Gantz portrayed himself as a unifying force in Israel and said it was time to oust Netanyahu from power. Netanyahu also faces an ongoing criminal investigation. President Trump said Tuesday he is not considering restarting a controversial policy of separating migrant children from their parents seeking to enter the U.S. at the southern border. Sagir Margoni reports.
Would the president resume separating migrant families at the border?
We are not looking to do it.
At the same time, he tells reporters many more migrants are streaming toward the U.S. from Mexico because the practice is no longer in place.
They're coming like it's a picnic because let's go to Disneyland.
The president claims predecessor Barack Obama is the one who separated kids from their families.
I'm the one that stopped it.
Ending it last year under pressure amid images of kids being housed in fenced-off cages. Sagar Magani at the White House.
An American man is being held without bond in the U.S., charged with plotting an ISIS-inspired attack at National Harbor in his home state of Maryland. Federal prosecutors believe Rondell Henry was close to ramming a stolen truck into a crowd of people. The FBI agent in charge says citizens play a vital role in preventing plots from being carried out.
While law enforcement efforts come together to prevent these attacks, those people that live with these individuals, work beside these individuals, and exist in the community are our strongest link to preventing these type of attacks. We implore the community that if you see something unusual, to please report it. As you've always heard, if you see something, please say something, and I promise we will do something.
FBI agent in charge Jennifer Moore, the 28-year-old suspect arrested Monday before police believe he was heading to National Harbor, where there is often a steady flow of pedestrian traffic. South Korean President Moon Jae-in heads to Washington Wednesday, a day before he's meet with President Trump. Moon had said previously he had hoped to trip to the U.S. would revitalize stalled talks with the North Koreans, and Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un failed to reach an agreement during their February summit in Hanoi. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.